What's up, everyone from all around the world, including Canada, USA, areas of Long Island, plus the five boroughs of Brooklyn, Bronx, Manhattan, Staten Island, Queens. I'm here to help and guide you about Anchor. Anchor is a free hosting site and phone app which is owned by Spotify. It's the easiest, awesome way to make a podcast. Why are you wasting your money paying for a hosting site to promote your podcast with limited storages? Forget about it. Let me break it down to you. There's creation tools that allow you to record, edit, monetize, distribute your podcast. Of course, add music intros, outros, uploading episodes with unlimited storages of your podcast right from your phones, computers, laptops, and tablets. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. Plus, you get sponsorship. Isn't that great? It's everything you need to make a podcast, including the listeners supporting your show. Like I always say, if you have a dream of creating and becoming a podcaster host, like myself and individual friends that is co-hosting with me, go download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get a head start. Take advantage of the opportunity that's thrown in your face. If I could do it and reach success, so can you. I'm G Money Stacks. Thank you for listening. Let's go. Yo, good evening, everyone from the USA, all over the world, Long Island, aka Strong Island, plus the five spots of Brooklyn, Bronx, Manhattan, Staten Island, and Queens. I'm your man, G Money Stacks, aka Lonely Nomad, aka the Gregonator, aka YouTuber, host with the most, and rookie podcaster of Queens, New York. And you are now tuning in and rocking with Meticulous Vibe Juice Podcast Review Show, the show about music artists like rappers, singers. where we go over the bodies of work of the albums, the EPs, the singles, and then we have movies, TV shows, and of course sometimes some games. And in the near future, I will start reviewing some podcast shows that I've been listening to. So there you go, right there though. Now, if you guys are new to the channel and don't know what's going on, we are live and direct from StreamYard, YouTube, and of course right here along a side of myself is Instagram Live, where I'm recording from the Meticulous Vajus podcast Instagram show page. Make sure you guys turn on your notifications on Instagram, especially the ones where everybody is following me, which I will go over at the end of the show. And speaking of handles, you guys are new to the channel and you missed any previous episodes, including new listeners and new watchers in the YouTube universe, welcome to the show. Make sure you grab the subscribe button alongside with the notification bell so you can be reminded of when the show goes in the air via live stream. And stay tuned for more video content, upcoming episodes, previous episodes that was already recorded will automatically be uploaded and posted to the Meticulous Vajus podcast YouTube channel page. And on top of that, make sure you download your favorite episodes, tell a friend to another friend, share the episodes, share the videos from YouTube. Make sure you tell a friend to another friend. And I will gladly go over the audio streaming platforms on the go from the Linktree / Meticulous Vajus podcast at the end of the show. All right. And this is episode 41, by the way, in case you didn't know. Anyway, before I start, let's go with the mental health check-in, shall we? As how I'm feeling mentally, physically, and spiritually, you ask? Well, for starters, mentally, physically, and spiritually, I am doing all right. I'm trying to figure out some things, trying to find the balance and stuff. But sometimes it may be easy for some people, but it may not be for others. So there you go right there. All right. Now that I got the whole mental health check-in thing out the way, we got some stuff to review. We're going to start with this one right here, which is the Chillax Man Cave Popcorn Lounge segment. And this is about the TV shows and movies that we're about to go over. And then from here on out, we're going to go over we're going to go over some music artists. So that'll be a part of our music Kool-Aid segment. So there you go right there. Now, our first show we're about to actually review is, of course, Luke Cage. Yes, Luke Cage, also known as Power Man, is a fictional character appearing in American comic books published by Marvel Comics. He first appeared in Luke Cage Hero for Hire number 1, June 1972, and was created by Archie Goodwin, George Tuska, Roy Thomas, and John Romita Sr. He was possibly one of the earliest black superheroes to be featured as the protagonist and title character of a Marvel comic book. And of course, this the team affiliations, which is Avengers, New Avengers, Heroes for Hire, Defenders, Fantastic Four, Marvel Knights, and Thunderbolts. Yeah. So the TV show, right? We are going to actually get to all right. Yes. So we're going to We're gonna go over the cast in a second, actually. Yeah, so we're gonna go over the cast in a second. I just gotta look for actors and stuff. So let's see. Hang on a minute, guys. Of course, hang on a second. Hang on. Give me a second. Yeah, I was just on there. Oh, there we go. So Marvel's Luke Cage, or simply Luke Cage, is an American television series created by Cheerio Hodari Coker for the streaming service Netflix, based on the Marvel Comics character of the same name. It is set in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, known as the MCU, sharing continuity and with the films of the franchise, and is the third in the series of shows that lead to the Defenders crossover miniseries. The series is produced by Marvel Television in association with ABC Studios, with Coker serving as showrunner. And of course, this is the cast: Mike Coulter, Mahershala Ali, who is taking over the Blade movie, Simone Missick, Theo Rossi, Eric Larray Harvey, Rosario Dawson, Alfred Woodard, Gabrielle Dennis, Mustafa Shakir, Jessica Henwick, Finn Jones, and Steven Ryder. And of course, it did 2 seasons, 26 episodes. So of course, I already mentioned that. So we're gonna go over the whole marketing thing. I don't usually do that, but anyway. So Disney Consumer Products created a small line of products to cater to a more adult audience, giving the show's edgier tone. Paul Gitter, Senior Vice President of Marvel Licensing for Disney Consumer Products, explained that the focus would be more on teens and adults than very young people, with products at outlets like Hot Topic. Additionally, a Marvel Knights franchise program was created to support the series, which creates new opportunities for individual product lines and collect focused products. Licensing partners wanted to pair up with Marvel despite this not being a film project, given its previous success. Obviously, this is the reception. So, as Netflix does not reveal subscriber viewership numbers for any of their original series, Kareem Zarik, Senior Vice President of Original Programming at Marvel Television, provided some viewership demographics for Luke Cage in August 2017, noting that the series has attracted sort of a mix of reviewers between gender and age. Also in the month, Netflix released reviewing patterns for the Marvel series, Netflix series. The data, which came from Netflix's 1,300 taste communities around the world, where subscribers are grouped based on what they watch, showed that viewers would not watch the series in chronological order by release, rather starting with Jessica Jones, then Daredevil, Luke Cage, and finally Iron Fist. Todd Yellen, Netflix's Vice President of Product Innovation, noted that audiences watch the series in order of how they are interested in them and how they learn about them. Netflix's data also showed that a viewer watching Luke Cage would most often then move on to Iron Fist, with Yellen figuring that Jessica Jones and Luke Cage would have paired up more, given that Cage was introduced on Jessica Jones. The data also revealed that fans of Stranger Things and other series that explore the dark side of society, such as Black Mirror, The Walking Dead, and the documentary Amanda Knox, led viewers to starting Luke Cage. In October 2018, Crimson Hexagon. Oh man, shit, that's crazy. Crazy ass name. A consumer insights company released data that examines the social media buzz for the series to try to correlate it with potential viewership. The data showed that when the first season premiered in September 2016, the season had over 300,000 Twitter and Instagram posts regarding it. And when the second season was released in June 2018, the posts had declined dramatically to under 50,000. Okay, so Rotten Tomatoes and Metacritic, season one, 92%, 72 reviews. Metacritic, 79, 30 reviews. Season two, 85%, 62 reviews. 64, 13 reviews for Metacritic. The review aggregation website Rotten Tomatoes reported a 92% approval rating with an average rating of 7.95 out of 10 based on 72 reviews. The website's critical consensus reads, in quote, an immersive, socially conscious narrative and a confident, charismatic-led performance make Marvel's Luke Cage a stellar sampling of the new Marvel Netflix universe. Metacritic, which uses a weighted average, assigned a score of 79 out of 100 based on 30 critics, indicating generally favorable reviews. All right. The second season has an approval rating of 85% with an average rating of 7.18 out of 10 based on 62 reviews. The website's critical consensus states, in quote, in its second season, Marvel's Luke Cage delivers a satisfyingly complex narrative and a solid ensemble cast led by Alfre Woodard's standout performance as the arch-villainous Black Mariah. Woo! Black Mariah. On Metacritic, it has a score of 64 out of 100. And no, we're not on mute this time, so don't worry about that. On Metacritic, it has a score of 64 out of 100 based on 13 critics, indicating generally favorable reviews. Of course, we go to the accolades. Of course, all the nominations, combination of nominations of Hollywood Music and Media Awards. Ali Shahid Muhammad and Adrian Young, Luke Cage, Mike Coulter, of course, People's Choice Awards, Screen Actors Guild Awards, NAACP Awards, Outstanding Actor in a Drama Series, Outstanding Writing in a Dramatic Series, Akilah Cooper for Manifest, Golden Reels Awards, TV Short Form Musical Score, Soliloquy of Chaos, Peabody Award, Entertainment and Children's Programs, Luke Cage, Mike Coulter, MTV Movie and TV Awards, Best Hero, Best Fight Against the System, Golden Trailer Awards, Best Action, Defender, all got nominations. BET Awards, Best Actor, Mahershala Ali, Saturn Awards, Best New Media Television Series, Luke Cage won that one, and Mike Coulter got a nomination. Outstanding Drama Series, Luke Cage nominated. Outstanding Actor, Mike Coulter, Rosario Dawson, Clark Johnson for You Know My Steez. got nominations. Black Reel Awards for Television, Outstanding Writing Drama Series, Chia Hodari. Coker for A Moment of Truth, Mashallah Ali. Both won that one. Frankie Faison for Outstanding Guest Performer Drama Series. And Adrian Yanj Ali Shahid Muhammad both got nominations. James Liu won for Primetime Creative Arts Emmy Awards for Outstanding Stunt Coordination for a Drama Series, Limited Series, or Movie. And of course, Hollywood Music and Media Awards. Original Song TV Show Limited Series, Main Title Theme TV Show Limited Series, Ali Shahid Muhammad and Adrian Yanj, Luke Cage, the Sci-Fi Fantasy Show of 2018, all got nominations. And of course, by the end of July 2018, work in the series writer's room was believed to have begun on the third season, though Netflix had yet to make a decision on whether the season would be ordered at that point. That September, the writer's room was put on hold so Netflix and Marvel could plan how to adjust the season from the expected 13 episodes to a short 10-episode run. During the week of October 15th, detailed scripts for the first half of those 10 episodes were delivered to Netflix and Marvel, incorporating ideas that had been plotted out for 6 months and notes received from Netflix and Marvel executives. Some of the executives had issues with these scripts despite featuring many of the notes they asked to be included, with the creative differences devolving into behind-the-scenes turmoil by the end of the week, with some demands that a new showrunner be found for the season, with Marvel and Netflix on opposite sides on this disagreement, and the series being costly for Netflix, even though they do not own the property. The only viable exit strategy was cancellation, with the series officially canceled by Netflix on October 19th, 2018. Oh boy. Deadline Hollywood noted that, unlike fellow series Iron Fist, which had been canceled a week earlier, Marvel had no plans to continue or revive the series on another platform such as Disney Plus, especially since per the original deal between Marvel and Netflix for the series, the characters cannot appear in any non-Netflix series or films for at least 2 years following the cancellation of Luke Cage, as reported by Variety. Kevin A. Mayer, chairman of Walt Disney Direct to Consumer and International, noted that while it had not been discussed, it was a possibility that Disney Plus could revive the series. In February 2019, Hulu's senior vice president of originals, Craig Erwick, said that the streaming service was open to reviving the series along with the other former Netflix series. In December 2020, Coulter stated there had not been any discussions with Marvel Studios regarding him reprising the role, saying, "I know fans are eager to see something with the character. I know I established him and it was an honor to do that, but I don't know what the future holds. If something happens, I'd love to have a conversation with them. But for now, I'm not holding my breath. I'm happy either way. It was a good run." Wow. That's crazy, man. That's really crazy right there, man. You know what I mean? I was really, you know, certain people were looking forward to the third season, but I'm not too sure how that's going to really work and what the storyline of the third season was going to be. Speaking of third season, let me see who just came in. Hold on. Oh, what up, homie? Oh, shit. Hold up. Hold up, Johnny. What's good, man? Welcome to the live stream. Anyway, let me get to the rest of the show. So, next one is The Equalizer. Of course, The Equalizer is a 2014 American vigilante action film directed by Antoine Fuqua, loosely based on the 1980s TV series of the same name, written by Richard Wenk. It stars Denzel Washington, Martin Csokas, Chloe Grace Moretz, David Harbour, Bill Pullum, and Melissa Leo. The film focuses on a former U.S. Marine turned DIA intelligence officer who reluctantly returns to action to protect a teenager prostitute from members of the Russian mafia. Principal photography began in June 2013 in Massachusetts. Yeah, I already mentioned the cast. Okay. So we're gonna go over the reception right here. So the Equalizer grossed 101.5 million in North America and 90.8 million in other territories for a worldwide gross of 192.3 million dollars against a net production budget of $55 million. The film was released on September 26, 2014 in the United States and earned $12.5 million from 3,236 theaters in its first opening night, including the $1.45 million it earned from 2,693 screens from Thursday night showings. On the second day, the film earned $13.5 million and $8.1 million on the third day. Its opening day is the third biggest for Washington, tailing behind American Gangster, which did $15.8 million, and Safe House did $13.6 million. On its opening weekend, the film earned $34,100,000 and debuted at number one at the box office. The film broke several records at the box office during its opening weekend, including the biggest R-rated debut of September, surpassing Jackass number two record, $29 million. The biggest IMAX opener of September, the biggest debut weekend gross for Antoine, surpassing Olympus Has Fallen, $30 million. The fifth biggest domestic opening for Washington, behind the aforementioned American Gangster, of course, $43.6 million, Safe House, $40.2 million, and eventually behind the sequel, The Equalizer 2, $35.8 million, and The Magnificent Seven, $35.7 million. It was also the fourth biggest for a film released in September. It earned $3.3 million from 352 IMAX theaters. Audiences for the debut weekend of the film were 52% male and 48% female, and 65% of ticket buyers over 30 years old. The Equalizer earned $17.8 million overseas from 65 territories from 4,500 screens during its opening weekend, with 1.4 million of the gross coming from 137 IMAX theaters. The film broke several September openings record in various territories, including the UK, Netherlands, Israel, and Egypt. Top openings include the UK, 2.9 million, Russia, 2.7 million, Mexico, 1.4 million. Brazil, 1.3 million. United Arab Emirates, $875,000, and Malaysia, $650,000. Showings from Village Roadshow markets grossed an estimate 2.4, with top openings including Australia, $1.9 million, New Zealand, $180,000, and Singapore, $300,000. Critical response on Rotten Tomatoes, a review aggregator. The Equalizer holds an approval rating of 60% based on 203 reviews and an average rating of 7.0 out of 10. The site's critical consensus reads, in quote, "The Equalizer is more stylishly violent than meaningful, but with Antoine Fuqua behind the cameras and Denzel Washington dispensing justice, it delivers." On Metacritic, the film has a weighted average score of 57 out of 100 based on 41 critics, indicating mixed or average reviews. Audiences polled by CinemaScore gave the film an average grade of A- on an A+ to F scale. And now we go over, hold on a minute here. Okay, hold on a second. Yes, we're going to go over the sequel right here. Okay, first, let me take a drink. Stay with me. Okay, hold on a sec. All right. So, next one is The Equalizer 2. Equalizer 2 is a 2018 American vigilante action film directed by Antoine Fuqua. It is the sequel to the 2014 film The Equalizer, which was based on the TV series of the same name. The film stars Denzel Washington, Pedro Pascal, Ashton Sanders, Melissa Leo, Bill Pullman, and Arson Bean. Oh, man. In his final film role, it follows retired U.S. Marine and former DIA officer Robert McCall as he sets out on a path of revenge after one of his friends is murdered. The film is the fourth collaboration between Washington and Fuqua following Training Day, The Equalizer, and The Magnificent Seven. Okay. Now, of course, the budget is $62 to $79 million. The box office is $190.4 million. Okay, talks of an Equalizer sequel began 7 months prior to the release of the first film. The project was officially announced in April 2015. Filming began in September 2017, and it took place in Boston as well as other areas around Massachusetts. It also marks the first time Washington has starred in a sequel to one of his films. The Equalizer 2 was released in the United States on July 20th, 2018 by Sony Pictures Releasing. It received mixed reviews, with critics praising Washington's performance and the film's action sequences, but criticizing the pacing and number of subplots. Nevertheless, the film was a commercial success, grossing $190 million worldwide on a production budget of $62 million. And we go to the reception. So the box office, The Equalizer 2 grossed $102.1 million in the United States and Canada, and $88.3 million in other territories for a total worldwide gross of $190.4 million against a production budget of $62 million. In the United States and Canada, The Equalizer 2 was released along two other sequels, Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again, and Unfriended Dark Web, and was projected to gross $27 to $32 million from 3,388 theaters in its opening weekend. It made 3.1 million from Thursday night previews, doubled the $1.45 million earned by the original film in 2014, and 13.5 million on its first day. It went on to debut to 35.8 million, finishing first at the box office. It also bested the opening of the first film, which is $34.1 million, and it was the first, the third best domestic start for Washington. It fell 61% to $14 million in its second weekend, finishing third behind newcomer Mission Impossible Fallout, Tom Cruise movie, and Mamma Mia. And its third weekend, the film grossed $8.8 million, dropping to fifth place. Man. On review, aggregated Rotten Tomatoes, the film holds an approval rating of 52% based on 206 reviews and an average rating of 5.6 out of 10. The website's critical consensus reads, The Equalizer 2 delivers the visceral charge of a standard vigilante thriller, but this reunion of trusted talents ultimately proves a disappointing case study in diminishing returns. On Metacritic, the film has a weighted average score of 50 out of 100, based on 43 critics, indicating mixed or average reviews. Audiences polled by PostTrack gave the film an 86% overall positive score and a 69% definite recommend. While CinemaScore reported, filmgoers gave it an average grade of A on an A plus to F scale, up from the first film's A minus. David Ehrlich of IndieWire gave the film a C minus, saying the good news is that fans of Antoine Fuqua's Equalizer, a bland and pulpy 2014 riff on the 80s TV series of the same name, are in for more of the same. The bad news is the rest of us are too. Yeah, I'm not too sure about that one, man. But the only reason why I say that is because there is a TV show with the same name. And of course, The Equalizer, which is the same name as the film, is an American crime drama television series that premiered on CBS on February 7, 2021, which is last year. It is the second reboot in the franchise following the 2014 and its 2018 sequel. And it is a reboot of the 1980 series with the same name. And of course, this is starring Queen Latifah, Tori Kittles, Adam Goldberg, Liza Lapira, Layla De Leon Hayes, Lorraine Toussaint, Chris North, So this is, of course, the series is co-created by executive producers Richard Lindheim with Michael Sloan and Queen Latifah, who also stars as the title character. John Davis, John Fox, Deborah Martin Chase, Andrew Malone, and Terry Miller also serve as executive producers. Lindheim died from heart failure on January 18, 2021, while working on the series. The series premiere is dedicated to his memory. In March 2021, the series was renewed for a second season, which premiered on October 10th, 2021. Now, of course, the premise centers around Robin McCall, an enigmatic woman in New York City and single mother to teenage daughter Delilah, with a mysterious background, who uses her extensive skills to help those with nowhere to turn, acting as a guardian angel and a defender for those who cannot defend themselves while pursuing her own redemption. Yes, that's interesting.
That's very interesting. Of course, critical response on Rotten Tomatoes. The series has an approval rating of 67% based on reviews from 30 critics with an average rating of 6 out of 10. The website's critical consensus states Queen Latifah returns to the small screen in full command of her craft, if only the Equalizer's overly engineered early episodes were on her level. On Metacritic, it has a weighted average score of 57 out of 100 based on 15 critics, indicating mixed or average reviews. And I'm not going to go over the ratings right there. I'm just going to browse through that. Now, of course, this is an interesting show that I've been watching. And I think, yes, and you can also catch The Equalizer every Sunday at 8 on CBS 2. For the people in the East Coast, we have like on CBS 2. West Coast and Midwest, Mideast, check your local listings. All right. All right. Now we're going to go to a segment that I'm sorry. I missed that shit. Hold up. Hold on, guys. So next segment is what you call Music Kool-Aid. And our first music artist of Music Kool-Aid is John Legend. And of course, some people may know his music and stuff like that, but I'll fill you in on those. For those who may not know who he is, he's a multi-platinum artist that has garnered 12 Grammy Awards, an Academy Award, a Golden Globe Award, a Tony Award, and an Emmy Award, making Legend the first African-American man to earn an EGOT. Legend has released 7 celebrated albums, including Get Lifted, Once Again, Evolver, Love in the Future, Expanded Edition, 2013, Darkness and Light, A Legendary Christmas, and Bigger Love, 2020. Legend starred in NBC's Jesus Christ Superstar Live in Concert in 2018, winning an Emmy for Outstanding Variety Special and nominated for Outstanding Lead Actor Limited Series. Legend joined The Voice for season 16, 2019, and is currently a coach on season 19. John is a partner in Get Lifted Film Company, serving as an executive producer for Sudden Rights, United States, WGN's America's Underground, and films Southside with You and La La Land. As a philanthropist, Legend initiated the hashtag Free America campaign in 2015 to change the national conversation surrounding our country's misguided criminal justice policies and to end mass incarceration. All right, so while we on John Legend, we're going to go over his discography. So his discography goes like this. So we're going to go over, wait a second. So this is albums. Wait, hold on. For starters, I think one of the albums that I'm probably familiar with is, of course, what is it? Wait a second. This is crazy. Ordinary People, Get Lifted. Of course, there's tracks like Let's Get Lifted, used to love you. All right. She don't have to know. Number one, I can change ordinary people. Stay with you. Let's get lifted again. So high. Refuge when it's cold outside. It don't have to change. Featuring the Stevens Family. Live it up. So high. Featuring Lauryn Hill. Cloud 9 remix. Oh, wow. Yeah, another favorite song off of Once Again album was Save Room. Of course, there's Heaven, there's Stereo, Show Me, Each Day Gets Better, King and Queen featuring Mary J. Blige, PDA, We Just Don't Care, Slow Dance, again, Maxine, Where Did My Baby Go, Maxine's Interlude, another again, Coming Home. And of course, Evolver, Good Morning Intro, Green Light featuring Andre 3000. That was my favorite track. Everybody Knows, Quickly featuring Brandy, Cross the Line, No Other Love featuring Estelle. This time, Satisfaction, Take Me Away, Good Morning, I Love You, I Love You, Love. If you are out there, and let's see. Okay, you got Wake Up, Hard Times featuring Black Thought, Compared to What featuring The Roots, Wake Up Everybody featuring Common and Melanie Fiona, Our Generation, The Hope of the World featuring CL Smooth, Little Ghetto Boy Prelude featuring Malik Yosef. Yes, and Little Ghetto Boy, of course, yes, with Black Thought, The Roots, Black Thought, Hang On In There featuring The Roots, Humanity, Love the Way It Should Be, Holy Holy featuring The Roots, I Can't Write Left-Handed featuring The Roots, of course, I Wish I Knew How It Would Feel to Be Free, Shine, and of course, I haven't really, well, let's see. And there's, I didn't even know about this one. So this is Love in the Future, The Beginning, Open Your Eyes, Made to Love, Who Do We Think We Are, featuring Rick Ross, All of Me, Hold On Longer, Save the Night, Tomorrow, What If I Told You, Dreams, Wanna Be Love, Angel, featuring Stacy Bart, You and I, Nobody in the World, Asylum, Caught Up, So Gone, We Loved It, featuring Seal, Aim High, For the First Time. And then we got, wait a second, Spotify Sessions. Man. Okay. Made to Love. Save the Night. Save Room. Everybody Knows. Who Do We Think We Are? All of Me. Ordinary People. Okay. Darkness and Light. And No Better. Penthouse Floor featuring Chance the Rapper. Darkness and Light featuring Brittany Howard. Overload featuring Miguel. There's Love Me Now, What You Do to Me, Surefire, Right By You, for Luna, Temporarily Painless, How Can I Blame You, Same Old Story, Marching Into the Dark, and of course you got I didn't know he made a Christmas album though, man. But I'm gonna save that for this year's Christmas. Bigger Love. Oula, Actions, I Do, One Life, Wild, featuring Gary Clark Jr. Bigger Love, You Move, I Move, featuring Gene Aiko, Favorite Place, Slow Cooker, Focus, Conversations in the Dark, Don't Walk Away, featuring Coffee, Remember Us featuring Rhapsody, I'm Ready featuring Camper, Always, Never Break. And then we got the latest. Yeah, I will go over the thing. Like I said, I'll go over the Christmas album. I'll go over the single from last year and this year's Christmas review. So there you go. And our last artist of our music Kool-Aid segment is Conway the Machine. Shout outs to Millie Mac though, man. The homie Millie Mac of of course 17 Live of, and also on Instagram on the Millie Mac Show, of course, which is the username with the underscores and stuff. So make sure you guys follow him on there too. Anyway, so for those of you who may not know who Conway the Machine is, I'm going to fill you in. So I don't know what's going on here. I don't know what the hell's going on here. Okay. All right. Hold on. Before I even go to who he is, I am going to get a sip. Stay with me. Hold on. Let's see how much time I got. Okay. Okay. All right. So, of course, hailing from Buffalo's East Side, rapper Conway the Machine found success as a musician after suffering a near-fatal shooting in 2012, matching gritty bars with a methodical menacing delivery. The MC became a significant player in New York's underground scene, signing a deal with Eminem's Shady Records in 2017. Alongside brother and fellow rapper Westside Gunn, the MC founded Griselda Records, which became a key component of the late 2010s resurgence of grimy New York rap. Conway, born Demon Price, began recording at the age of 15, working initially with local producers under the names Loose Cannon and Killer Angel. Oh, man. What is with everybody in these funny-ass names, man? This is fucking laughable, man. I'm sorry. Before committing to Conway, his hip-hop ambitions were cut short in 2012 when he became the victim of a near-fatal shooting, with doctors suggesting neck-down paralysis as the most likely outcome, surviving instead of with Bell's palsy, a form of facial paralysis. Conway developed a permanent slur. Rather than hide this, he embraced it, adopting a more ominous delivery and eerie production to complement his slower flow. He released his 2015 debut album, The Devil's Reject, on Griselda. Seeing the success of Gunn's frequent Hitler Wears Hermes series, oh man, Conway upped his work effort, releasing his sophomore album, Reject 2, and the collaborative project Hall and Nash in the latter half of 2015. Over grimy instrumentals produced by close collaborator Derringer, Conway used wordplay to relate his struggles with violence and street life, while also replicating the mafioso stylings of New York forefathers, excuse me, Jay-Z and the late Notorious B.I.G. Working closely with local contemporaries from Rock Marciano and Sky Zoo, the MC released a rapid fire string of four albums across 2016 and 2017. Building Griselda's profile up enough to land a deal with Eminem's Shady Records. The following year, in addition to issuing his fourth solo album, Black Tape, Conway began his Everybody Is Food album series, releasing the first two projects in August and December, respectively. The third volume dropped in April 2019, and it was followed by Conway's first single with Eminem, Bang. He then paired with Method Man for the track Lemon in August 2020. David Crone Ravi. All right, so we're going to go over the discography of Conway the Machine. For those of you who may not know, he has some singles, of course. We're going to go over the singles. Of course, we have, hang on a minute here. Of course, he has Bullet, Torch, Kevlar Tux, Death by Misadventure, More Malcolm, Less Martin. I don't know why he named it that though, man. Where You Know Me From, of course, I guess he was featured in NEMS. He has a single called Bang featuring Eminem, Dope Bars, Tito's Back featuring West Side Gun and Benny the Butcher, Vino D featuring Jim Jones, Dave East, and El Camino. City We From. He also has Heart Cold. He has Shoot Sideways. Front Lines. Lamy, Lemon featuring Method Man, Akilah's Killer Remix, Fear God, Seen Everything But Jesus featuring Freddie Gibbs, Clean the Whole Room Out, Be Afraid, Everybody Eats, Ballad with Conway the Machine, J.I.D., 50 Shots Remix, Blood Roses featuring Jay Skeese, Fly With Me featuring Conway the Machine. Of course, this is from Benny. He's featured with Benny the Butcher. Piano Love. Yeah, Piano Love and Out the Hood. So, and this is the albums that he did. All right. He did Griselda Ghost, Reaganomics, Robenga, Brains on the Basquiat, Fendi Seats, Dutch Masters, Richard Porter, Alligator Straps. Oh my gosh. Oh man. Oh shit. This is so wow. Oh man. So Reject 2, 1000 Corpses, Black Tape, Rex Ryan featuring Westside Gunn and Rock Marciano. Wrathful, Beloved featuring Mac Homie and Benny. 30 Shells featuring Nas. Sky Joint featuring Sky Zoo. Air Holes featuring Westside Gunn. Salute Me. And of course, the outro. But of course, wait, did I do this one? Oh no, I ain't do this one. Of course, Black Tape, Devil's Work, Puzo, Eight Birds, Acapella, Fish Fry, Rare Form, Savage, Skit, Biscotti, Biscuit, oh man, Pavement, oh man, 50 Round Drum, 50 Round Drum Intro, Unreleased, Clyde, Drexler, Gold Pots, Seen It All, We Made It, Anybody, Buddy on the Gun, Coke on the Mirror, T.D. Jakes, The Mob, T.O.S., Scheming, Silly Rabbit, Tricks Were for Kids. Oh man. Yeah, so-called State Greens rigor mortis bars, Bandit, Freestyle Part One, Pray for Buffalo, Dinner Plate, Exhibit J, Draft Day, Birdies, Fire Squad, Ready to Die, Pat LaFonte, Red Tops, Christopher New Slaves, Oil Money. Look, folks, you don't put money, you don't put oil on money, folks. Don't do that. Off-White, Greed, Commons, Grind, Killer Conway, Go Fish, Volume 1, Fendi Seats, Brain Under Basquiat, Rabanga, Keep It G, Freestyle Part 2. Let's see. We got Eve 2, Eat What You Kill. Oh boy. Fentanyl, Mayblock, Painkillers, Hide the Body, Corners, Cocaine Paid. Damn. G Money on the Roof. Not the G Money from fucking New Jack City, folks. Not me. It's the song, man. Overdose, Be Proud of Me, and Peace of My Heart. Let's see. Everybody's Food 3. Of course, The Basement, Country Mike, Riches in the City, Egyptian Cloth, London Pound, Survival, Don't Judge Me. Of course, Look What I Became, No Women, No Kids, Hawks, R.I.P. Owen, Tito's Back featuring West Side Gun and Benny the Butcher, Black Spoons. Yeah. I wonder what makes the spoons black though, man. Oh man. Anyway, so that's featuring DJ Muggs, Vino D featuring Jim Jones, Dave East, and El Camino. Half of it, Bell's Palsy, You Made It featuring Amber Simone. Okay, we got Lulu. 14K, excuse me, 14K Eyes, The Contract, Shoot Sideways, Calvin, They Got Sunny, Go BBS's, No One Mourns the Wicked, of course, Famous Secrets, Dead Flowers, Icon, Fake Love, Shark Guts, Brick to Morals, Rich and Delude, SDLN, Sicarios, From King to a God, From King, Fear of God featuring Dej Loaf, Lemon featuring Method Man, Doe and Damani, Juvenile Hell featuring Free Lord, Havoc from Mobb Deep and Lloyd Banks, Words from Shay, Front Lines, Anza featuring Amani Caesar, Seeing Everything But Jesus featuring Freddie Gibbs, Words from Shay, and Spurs 3 featuring Benny the Butcher and West Side Gun, Forever Dropping Tears featuring El Camino, Jesus is Crisis, Nothing Less. Okay, From King to a God Deluxe. From King, Fear of God featuring Dej Loaf, Lemon featuring Method Man, Doe and Damani, Juvenile Hell featuring Free Lord, Havoc and Lloyd Banks, Words from Shay, Front Lines, Anza, Seeing Everything But Jesus featuring Freddie Gibbs, Words from Shay, Spurs 3 featuring Benny the Butcher and West Side Gun, Forever Dropping Tears featuring El Camino, Jesus Crisis, Nothing Less, Raw Oysters, Amina's Van, Crack in the 90s, featuring Jay Skies and Seven Av the Genius, Serena versus Venus, Stefan Diggs featuring Jay Skies. Okay. Okay, if it bleeds, it can be killed. Okay, commencement, J batters, way we move, kill all rats, toast, bless, lose losses to blessings, high praise, sons of kings, red beams, forever, forever ago. La Makina, Bruiser Brody, 6:30 tip off, Blood Roses featuring Jay Skeese. Clarity, KD, 200 Pies featuring 2 Chainz, Sister Abigail featuring Jay Skeese and 7 Ave, The Genius, Grace featuring Jay Skeese, Scatterbrain featuring Ludacris and JID, Had the Hustle featuring El Camino and Shots, SE Gang featuring Westside Gunn and Benny the Butcher. Of course, Run It Up. Of course, Run It Up actually is the latest single. Of course, one of the songs I came across with is called Belugas. I actually was listening to this shit too, man. And I forgot all about that. And this is Yeah, I came across Belugas, but I forget which one I was from. But, you know, other than that, man, while I'm looking for that song, I actually got, yeah, there it is, Death by Misadventure. Yeah, this is the EP, yes. Sunny, which is featuring Sunny Jim. Yeah, 80 Blocks from Tiffany's, Belugas, Kevlar Tux, Sunny Jim and Rock Marciano, Crystal and Cereal, Capiche, Crystal and Cereal, Budgie Remix. Okay. And that's gonna do it for Music Kool-Aid. I wanna say something actually. Hang on a minute though, man, before I even do that, let me just take a sip. All right. Okay, before I wrap up, I need to say something. Hang on a second. Hang on a second, folks. All right. Before I wrap up the show, I want to say something. When I started listening to Conway the Machine, that was actually recommended by the homie Millie Mac from 17 Live and also on Instagram. The way he raps, the grittiness and all that stuff, he reminds me a little bit of Lloyd Banks in terms of the griminess and the grittiness and stuff like that, though, man. But, you know, the way he does it is based on delivery. And, you know, at the same time, he's being himself. You know what I'm saying? And it's okay to be yourself, man, in terms of, you know, having a rap flow, having a signature to your rapping style and stuff. So that's okay with me, man. So, you know, overall on that one, man, John Legend and Conway the Machine, all the their music is a success, a masterpiece. I actually enjoyed the storytelling behind it, and you know, it keeps everybody guessing, you know, sort of like an element of surprise of what's going to go down on each song behind the story. So, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, that's my take on John Legend and Conway the Machine. So thank you, Millie Mac, for recommending that I actually do a review on Conway the Machine. And of course, hold on a minute. Let me see if he has, let me see if he has an Instagram. Hold on a second. I'm sorry. Give me a second. No, he does not have a social media, unfortunately. Damn. Yeah, he does not have a social media, unfortunately, man. So anyway, man, you guys like what you heard in today's episode 41. I want you to show some love by making a charitable donation to my Cash App, which is $GMoneyStacks555. That's $ capital G, lowercase M-O-N-E-Y, capital S, lowercase T-A-C-K-Z, 555. Once again, it's not about breaking the bank. It's all about what you can't afford and what you are comfortable donating will be appreciated. So, you don't have to have a lot of money to show appreciation to a podcaster like myself or anybody that you listen to. You know what I'm saying? It's all about, you know, don't stress yourself out because you need a lot of money to actually do that. Don't listen to that misconception, all right? So there you have it right there, man. And also, listen, as I stated before, I'm doing an Instagram live on Meticulous Vibe Juice Podcast. You can follow the show's page, Meticulous Vibe Juice Podcast, on the gram, which is Instagram. And alongside with my other shows, Excellent Fun Vibrant Podcast, I just recorded episode 9. Make sure you guys check that out as well. And of course, my number one show handle that just reached 101 episodes, Off the Meat Rat Chains New York Podcast. Make sure you guys follow the page on Facebook and also follow the page on Instagram as well as my primary personal handle, which is GMoneyStacks555 East New York. Before I go to 17 Live, let me give a reminder here, man, on the schedule, all right? Meticulous Vibe Juice Podcast review show is on Mondays and Tuesdays at 6 p.m. and Thursdays at 9 p.m. Off the Meat Rat Chains New York Podcast is on Wednesdays and Thursdays at 6 p.m. and Saturdays at 10 p.m. I didn't record this past Saturday because I was very tired. So I'm going to make it up. So don't worry about that. So Saturdays at 10 for Off the Meat Rat Chains New York Podcast. All right. Yeah. Wednesdays, Thursdays, 6 p.m. Saturdays at 10. And Excellent Fun Vibrant Podcast. I thought about doing it back-to-back episodes and stuff, but I'm like, you know what? Let's just stick to every Sunday. So every Sunday at 6 p.m. is where you can catch it. 9 episodes is already on the YouTube channel where you can actually watch me in action. Even though I took myself off the screen because I'm actually multitasking with the live stream of Instagram Live to see if anybody came in. So that's a little quick reminder. And also, don't forget to turn on your notifications on all the pages on Instagram, like Meticulous Vibe Juice Podcast. There's Excellent Fun Vibrant Podcast. There's Off the Meat Rat Chains New York Podcast. And of course, G-Money Stacks 555 in Queens, New York. Make sure you turn all your notifications on, including the IGTV, because that's where I'm going to be doing most of the recording episodes of the podcast on there. So you won't miss a thing. All right? So, other than that, you can follow me on 17 Live, which is G-Money Stacks Queens, New York, on there too. And now we are going to go to the streaming platforms on the go. I'm not going to put the segment on there. So let's cut to the chase where you can follow the show. Of course,
you can listen to the episodes of Meticulous Vod Juice Podcast Review Show on Anchor, Audible, Audacity, Amazon Music, Breaker, Castbox FM, Deezer, Listen Notes, Player FM, Pocket Cast, Podfriend, Podopolo, Podcast Index, Podcast Addict, Podchaser, Reason FM, Spotify. Listen, don't forget to give a 5-star rating on Podchaser, Podfriend, and Spotify. That way, even though you don't have anything to say on there, a 5-star rating will be appreciated, because I'm doing the best I can with the reviews of certain music artists that I try to review, like singers and rappers, in terms of the EPs, the singles, the albums and stuff like that, the movies, the TV shows, and of course, sometimes I'll be able to review video games that came out on different game systems, which I will do that soon. And hopefully in the future, I will start to review podcast shows that I've been listening to. Also, for Android users, you guys are not left out here. Now, even though Android users don't have Apple Podcasts or whatever, right? You can also download the podcast tracker, which is similar to Apple Podcasts, all right? That way you could type in the name of the show, like Meticulous Vod Juice Podcast, Excellent Fun Vibrant Podcast, and of course Off the Meat Rat Chains New York Podcast on there. Make sure you guys listen to those over there as well. And we are on Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, Google Podcasts, and please don't forget to listen to Meticulous Vod Juice Podcast Review Show episodes on Radio Public, iHeartRadio, the number one app for music, radio, and podcasts. And last but not least, the YouTube. What are you waiting for? Go grab the subscribe button on the YouTube channel, Meticulous Vod Juice Podcast page. Make sure you enable alerts along with the notification bell so you can be in tune on when the show goes on the air live via live stream. Stay tuned for more video content, upcoming episodes, previous episodes that was already recorded will automatically be uploaded and posted to the Meticulous Vod Juice Podcast Review Show YouTube channel page. Make sure you download your favorite episodes, leave a like and a comment along with the episodes and the topics. Make sure you share the videos on YouTube with your friends and everybody else. Make sure you share the episodes, especially on Anchor, especially on Anchor. And make sure you tell a friend to another friend. Make sure you spread the word and also share the podcast along with the link with audio streaming platforms that I just discussed that says Linktree/Meticulous Vod Juice Podcast. All right. When you click on the link on Instagram, Meticulous Vod Juice Podcast on Instagram, you're going to click on there and it's going to take you to all the audio streaming platforms where you can listen to the podcast episodes, the new ones and the old ones. All right. Make sure you do the same with iHeartRadio. Make sure you do the same with Spotify and all the other streaming platforms whatsoever. And by the way, you can download these apps. You can download these apps onto your iPhones, your Androids, of course your iPads and your Android tablets as well, and of course computers your computers and laptops, of course. So there you have it right there. So make sure you share the audio streaming platforms with the link that says Linktree/Meticulous Vibe Juice Podcast on there with your friends, all right? And like I always say at the end of the show, man, make sure you reach out to your loved ones, especially your husbands, your wives, your boyfriends, your girlfriends, your friends. Make sure you actually show that you really care. It's not about what's on the outside of these individuals. It's about what's on the inside of what they're going through, which is nightmarish, you know, something traumatic, something that's like emotional, and all that stuff, man. And by the way, man, let me set the record straight on this whole mental health shit, okay? From all the fucking parents that we grew up with who say that mental health is not real, let me tell you something, man. They don't know what you know, they don't know what an individual is going through. And this is why sometimes we don't always, you know, tell everything to our parents, because they never understand. And this was inspired by Will Smith from DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. That song, Parents Don't Understand, it's true. You know what I'm saying? And for the simple fact that, it's not easy trying to have our parents understand things, okay? Same way I have my opinions and they have their opinions. So, you know what I'm saying? And that's just not, and sometimes can be a little rocky, but I'm not even going to go there. So anyway, so there you have it right there though, man. You don't have to wait every year of mental health awareness like May and Mental Health Day to actually reach out to somebody. And it's no good time to reach out to somebody though, man. You know what I'm saying? It's all about you know, following your mind, your soul, and your heart alongside with instincts. Because common sense nowadays is not always fucking common. So don't believe the hype about common sense. You know what I mean? And for the most part though, man, it's also about being a risk taker. When you take risk, you get rewarded in the end of an appreciation from that individual that you reached out to, which is what I'm trying to do, which I'm trying to do. You know what I mean? And this is not a New Year's resolution, by the way, folks. This is just me telling myself about that. So there you have it right there. Also, you guys want some free game on how to start a podcast? I got you, man. If you have a dream of being a podcaster like myself, who has 3 podcast shows under my belt, don't worry. There's some key important equipment that you need to start a podcast. And alongside, I'll fill you guys in on StreamYard that I'm using. First and foremost, you need headphones. You also need a microphone. It doesn't have to be anything too expensive. It could be something simple like a Yeti microphone where it comes with the USB port plug to connect to your laptop. And of course, the microphone that I'm using is not a Yeti. This is an Alvoxcon microphone. I bought this from Target, not Amazon, folks. And of course, you know, Amazon got the good shit better than Wish though, man. That's why I stopped shopping at Wish. You know what I'm saying? And also, if you decide to create a show and you decide to create a name for it, make sure it's something that, nobody has ever heard before. Whatever name you choose, make sure it represents you. and make sure it actually, you know, clicks to you. You know what I'm saying? Especially if certain people don't understand the name of the show and the meaning and story behind it. Of course, they'll probably find out in the first episode that you post on every streaming platform. All right. And I'll get to Anchor in a second. StreamYard. Now, for those of you who may not know what StreamYard is, it's basically a software where you can create your own brand. You can create your own talking points. And the name of the show, of course, as you can see right here, for example, which is Meticulous Vibe Juice Podcast, with the social media handles where you can follow the show, which is scrolling across your screen. And of course, you are able to create segments like I did. With this show, I created 2 to 3 or 4 segments. Mainly the two is Music Kool-Aid, and the other one is the Chillax Man Cave Popcorn Lounge. And of course, I added a new segment, of course, a gaming segment, actually, you know what I'm saying? I actually going to review some games real soon, so we'll see what happens. And of course, the best thing about StreamYard is the audio quality and the simple fact that you can send invite links to your friends, colleagues, the people you go to work at or whatever. When those individuals click the link that I will send, if they click it on the day that I'm going to do a live stream again, and I see the person, I am going to add you to my live stream, so that way you can get an idea of what I'm going to be talking about as far as topics, as far as like the reviews on music artists and movies, TV shows, of course, games is going to be involved too, and of course, different podcast shows that I listen to as well. And yeah, basically, do not worry about the fucking haters who are trying to clown you about the name of the show, because at the end of the day, all you need to do is picture them as pound cakes, cheesecakes, whatever food snacks that you desire. And of course, you're gonna eat them up alive, like Homer Simpson does in every episode, like this. And yeah, there you have it right there, though, man. Some free game on how to start a podcast. And of course, Anchor. I didn't forget you guys about Anchor. You guys are interested in knowing how to start a podcast and stuff like that, right? There are creation tools that will allow you to actually, you know, throw in some music intros and outros. Of course, there's a way for you to actually edit. Of course, you know, add sound effects and different types of features is on there. And of course, download the Anchor app to your iPhones, iPads, Android tablets, and Android phones. Or you could check out the website anchor.fm so you can get yourself a head start. And I wish you a happy podcast journey. Don't let anybody stop you from chasing your goals and dreams, because I'm not gonna do that, because I already reached success with 101 episodes on my other show, Off the Meat Rat Chains New York Podcast. And this is not a bragging thing. This is just me actually trying to inspire and motivate people into doing what makes them happy, what makes them smile, what makes them click. You know what I'm saying? And don't worry about being in a competition with other podcast shows, radio shows on Power 105.1 or any other radio stations whatsoever. Don't worry about the competition, man. Everybody has a lane for themselves, you know what I'm saying? And you know what? If I can follow my goals and dreams of being a podcaster and making a career out of it, so can you. And only you matter. Physically, mentally, physically, and spiritually, right? Because you matter. You matter. Because at the end of the day, of course, anybody needs somebody to talk to, even though they have a busy life with kids or whatever. It doesn't matter what typical time in the day it is. It could be past 8 o'clock or whatever. You could just reach out to somebody and stuff like that. And that's actually what I'm trying to see. It depends on the mood that I'm in. It depends on your mood. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I'm gonna end this right here, man. Make sure you wash your hands. Make sure you have your face covers. Make sure you have your hand sanitizer, wash your hands with your water and your soap. Make sure you actually have your water and alongside with your Gatorade for electrolytes so you could be energetic with energy and strength. All right. So I'm G Money Stacks. Thank you very much to everybody that's been listening throughout the U.S., including New York, including Queens, Cambria Heights, and other states and other places whatsoever. I'm trying to build this show up. So make sure you tell all your friends about Meticulous Vibe Juice Podcast Review Show. And do the same for Excellent Fun Vibrant Podcast Sports Edition Show. And, of course, Off the Meat Rat Chains New York Podcast as well. And like I said, make sure you tune in to Meticulous Vibe Juice Podcast Review Show Mondays, Tuesdays, 6 p.m. on YouTube and IGTV, and 9 p.m. on YouTube and IGTV. Turn on your notifications and do the same for Off the Meat Rat Chains New York Podcast, which is Wednesdays, Thursdays at 6 p.m. and 10 p.m. on Saturdays as well. So there you go right there. And Sundays for Excellent Fun Vibrant Podcast Sports Edition Show. Make sure you turn on your notifications. Make sure you you tune in on the YouTube channels, which is G Money Stacks 555. Excuse me, G Money Stacks 555 on the YouTube channel. Make sure you tune in to the Meticulous Vibe Juice Podcast YouTube channel. I'm gonna do a live stream on there too, and Excellent Fun Vibrant Podcast Sports Edition Show on there too. So make sure you have your notifications, enable alerts and stuff like that, so you can be reminded of when the show goes in the air live and stuff. So there you go, right there, man. And thank you so much for listening and tuning in and rocking with me. I ain't going to be clocking out. I'm off this shit. Make sure you guys be mindful of the people you're surrounding yourself with, whether you are on a van, whether you are on subway trains, LIRR, Metro North, the transit buses, taxi cabs, wherever you getting your rides from and shit like that, man. We need to do better. We have to do better, man, as a society in terms of, like, you know, trying to, you know, and it's not even about being, you know, healthy, you know. It's not even about just being healthy. That's one thing. But you also have to be mindful of how crazy this Omicron shit is and stuff like that. And please, we cannot have an economic tsunami. And the other day I was watching the New York and Times Square No, it was no, yeah, it was. It's crazy, man. And we cannot have another economic tsunami, and unemployment is going to be on the rise and stuff. So please be mindful of the people, man. Not just you. The whole world does not revolve around you and your conspiracy theories and made up stories of alternative facts and shit, man. So cut this shit out, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm out of here. I'm off this shit. Peace and one love. Take care of one another. And have yourself a good night. Check this out, folks. If you like what you heard, I need your help on a couple of things. I need you to go follow the show's page on Instagram, Meticulous Vibe Juice Podcast, alongside with Off the Meat Rat Chains New York Podcast. And you can follow me also on my primary handle on the gram, which is GMoneyStacks555 in Queens, New York, for more postings of each episode with the topics. Also, go to YouTube and grab the subscribe button. Enable alerts of the notification bell so you can be reminded of when the show goes on the air live via live stream. More video content, like, comment on the episodes with the topics, upcoming episodes, previous episodes that will automatically be posted to the YouTube channel page. Share the videos, spread the word. Be sure to download your favorite episodes. Tell a friend to tell another friend. Share the podcast with audio streaming platforms with your friends. And also tell us what you think about the episodes and the topics, and what you thought about the topics as well. And what topics you think we should talk about next to review. I'm G Money Stacks. Thank you for listening to the show. Peace and one love.